Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contaminated.
Hello and welcome back. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We are certainly looking forward to an exciting show for you tonight. My voice is a lot better than it was last week. I am so excited about this show. I couldn't wait. I think I missed sleeping a couple of nights this past week. Just so eager to get back to this show. We are not going to delay much tonight. We're going to be bringing in my co-host who's going to be joining us momentarily, and we're going to also have a featured guest, a lady that's been with us for the last couple of episodes, and we're going to be joined by them momentarily. But just before I do that, I want to get a little housekeeping out of the way and say simply that I have a book out, After the Passion, Now What? You can certainly order it online, and I also have my publication, the spiritual publication, which has been launched as a result of the Friday Night Ministry that I do. And for a free complimentary copy of that publication, just simply go to online at drjessewalker.com, or you can go to drjessewalkerinc.com, either one of those, and request a free copy of that. Just momentarily, we're going to be joined once again by my co-host, and we're going to have several featured guests joining us this evening, and I am certainly looking forward to tonight's broadcast. It's part two of what we did on last week, and if need be, the producers will probably, it depends on how it goes tonight, they will probably have me forego the food for thought and possibly go into a part three of this episode, but we don't know. We're just going to see how it takes off. We're going to go ahead at this time and bring in our first featured guest. We're going to bring in Ms. Linda Tsai all the way from sunny South Florida. And I understand they may be having some inclement weather down there right now. Ms. Tsai, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Dr. Walker? Nice to be here again.
It's nice to have you again. And, you know, we do apologize to you. We were looking for, you and I were trying to connect for Friday night's show. And I want you and I want all my listening audience to know that we did experience technical difficulties. I could hear Ms. Tsai very well, but it's just that she could not hear me. But we could hear that they were trying to, whatever was going on, we were trying to connect. So we concluded that it was technical difficulty that wouldn't allow us to get together at that time. But nevertheless, we're back together again, and I'm so happy for that. Are you ready for a great, exciting show, part two?
I'm ready and waiting for this show.
Okay, we're going to be joined momentarily, and I think we are now. We're going to go to my co-host, Audrey Blake, author of Fall in Love with Me. We're going to bring her in right now. Ms. Audrey Blake, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on here live, and we're ready to pull off the punches.
Off the gloves, Dr. Walker. How you doing?
I'm just excited. I am so well excited. I mean, we've got also featured guests this evening, Ms. Linda Tsai. She's the author of Do Children Go to Heaven When They Die? So say hello to our future guest this evening.
Welcome back again, Ms. Tsai. Glad to have you on the show.
Glad to be with you, Dr. Blake. I'm glad I'm here with you.
Great.
Okay.
Dr. Walker, we hope we get a lot of male callers tonight as well to get that male perspective as well.
We definitely want that male perspective, and I anticipate some of them to be calling back this evening. And giving us a shout-out and giving us an opportunity to join in and see what they've got to say. Just before we get started, let's play, why don't you go ahead and let's get the commercials out of the way and give our listening audience a little bit of information about you, how to contact you, name of your book, et cetera, et cetera. And then that'll be followed by Linda Sykes giving the same information.
Sure, but I just want to say briefly that I've been talking about tonight's show on the street, so hopefully people are going to tune in. I'm the author of the book Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement, a book about relationships and how to love yourself. I'm also a certified life coach, motivational speaker, and CEO of Fostering Leadership in You. And for more information or to purchase my book or book before speaking engagements, go to my website at fosteringleaders.org, or you can give me a call at 770-866-2162.
Okay. All right, Ms. Sy, if you'll go ahead and tell them, I mentioned that you're the author of Do Children Go to Heaven When They Die? And I know you've got several other publications that are on the work, so go ahead and get your commercial in.
I'm the author of actually two books. One book is called Just One Book, Please, for parents that have children between the ages of 3 and 5 years old. But I'm an author of an exciting book called Do Children Go to Heaven When They Die? It gives families hope when their family members have passed on. Many of them go to going home services, and after returning, they're still broken and fractured because of death in the family. You can find my book on Amazon.com. You can also find it at the ABC in Miami Springs. My telephone number is 786-488-6469. I'm a motivational speaker, and also I'm doing book signings. I would love to come to your church, love to come to any gathering and do a book signing to be able to comfort the community.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And you gave out information, contact information on how to get you, and that is great. Thank you so very much for that.
Dr. Walker.
Yes.
I just thought of one quick thing I'd love to add. I will be here in Atlanta, Georgia on this weekend, this Saturday, at a women's conference called From Triumph to Tragedy. It's at the Cobb Galleria Center. So if anyone wants additional information on that, it's not too late for them to attend this dynamic conference for women. So just give me a call.
Okay, all right. And once again, that's going to be where at now? In Atlanta, I know you said.
Here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Cobb Galleria Center. It's the name of the conference is From Tragedy to Triumph.
That is beautiful. That just the name sounds great. It really does. All right, we're ready. We're going to go ahead and get ready for tonight's story. This, of course, is going to be a repeat of last week's story. So let's brace ourselves. And for the record, I also have to put out there that it's been noted to me that I have to put out a certain disclaimer. We're getting some noise in the background. Let me just see if I can do something real quickly here to minimize that just for a second. I think that will work. I hope we didn't do the wrong thing here. All right. All right, here we go. The opinions expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed by Food for Thought or anything throughout the show are merely those of my own, and like those of my guests or other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement or a substitute for the appropriate licensed, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. Now, the information, as always, presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Excuse me, I'm still kind of nursing, getting over the residuals of a cough and cold here. But nevertheless, we're not going to stop tonight's broadcast for anything. All right, the story. India and Jimmy, same characters from the last story, of course, as a repeat. India and Jimmy, both in their mid-30s, were married for a little over 8 years before they divorced. The reason for their divorce, according to India, who filed for the petition, was due to the fact that Jimmy cheated on her several times with the same woman. After forgiving him on a number of occasions, she decided she could not take it anymore. So she packed her bags and their two small children and moved in with her mother. For some reason, India has become so bitter with her situation and disappointed in marriage that she has allowed herself to become sexually promiscuous. Her underlying belief is that what's good for the gander is good for the goose. In other words, if men can do it like this, then so can women. In fact, India has gotten to the point where she does not care about what anyone has to say about her life. She is clearly hurting from the divorce with her husband and now feels she only needs a boy toy. She feels she can survive this rat race of life by not becoming attached to any one man. Now she feels she will do what she thinks most men do without emotional attachment. India now is enjoying her life with multiple sex partners without feelings of regret, remorse, or any guilt that is for now. Anyway, despite her mother's efforts to tell her, she's off track with her lifestyle. She insists it's her life anyway, and she should be able to do as she pleases. Questions are, we have several questions tonight, and we're going to start out with one. Do you really think this is the answer for India to begin a promiscuous lifestyle? Oh, my goodness, we got it ready for you tonight. Let me go, first of all, to my co-host here. She says, what's good for the goose? Or the gander is good for the goose. How you feel about that?
Wow. Well, Dr. Walker, you know, we started this discussion last week, and I definitely feel that that's not the way to go at all. But we also brought the fact that, you know, what she means, I guess, is that men do it all the time. So, but it's not a good deal. It's not a good decision.
All right. Let me go to my future guest that was with us last week. Do you still have those same feelings that you felt last week? And if so, what were those?
I have the same feelings. It's not good for India, and she needs to feel good about herself. She's bought with a price, actually by redemption and by sacrifice. And she ought not to give up on life. That is not the only man, though we're living in a very, very rough society, promiscuous society. There is a text in the Bible, though, in Psalms chapter 12, verse 1, that says, there are no good men, hardly any. And you would almost seem hopeless to think that there's anybody good out here. But there's somebody.
Okay, all right. Well, certainly that's interesting to point out. But according to India, in her state of mind right now, she doesn't feel any regret, any remorse, or any guilt. So let me go to the phone lines quickly here. We're going to go to 305-684. Thank you for joining us this evening. Who do we have on the air?
Hey, Dr. Walker, this is Tim.
Tim, thank you for joining us, Tim. Tim, what do you think about this? I mean, India is feeling good about herself out here. I mean, her man left her. And I mean, we're not picking on any gender because it could be anybody. What do you think? I mean, she's living a promiscuous life right now. And she says men do it all the time without getting emotionally attached. How do you feel about that? First of all, Tim, let me ask you, do men do it all the time? And I know you can't answer every man.
You did the same thing to me last week, put me on the spot with the same question, Dr. Walker. And I think I answered it by yes, they do. And I don't think it's right. But it happens that way. And no, she shouldn't be doing that to herself. Her self-esteem has been lowered so low. And for the most part, lowered it herself a lot.
Oh. Okay, well, let me ask you, Tim. You see, I asked you the same question last week, and I guess that was, you were on the air, obviously, with us, and that would give you a better preparation to answer it this week. So let me ask you this question, if that's the case. You said that, you know, unfortunately, and if I'm wrong, correct me here, men do. So, Tim, are you a married man, Tim, and is this your nature? Let me just ask, since you put it out there.
No, I'm not married, and you asked me that question last week, too. You know, Dr.
Okay.
Walker, stop that question.
I got to take my memory pills, Tim. I apologize for that. I got to take my memory pills, but the problem is I forget to take the memory pills to remind myself.
But no, I have a fiance, and no, I don't do that. Not this week I haven't, but no.
they haven't done it this week.
All right. Well, Tim, we're going to ask you to stand by. And just for the record, Tim, your fiance, if she close by, we don't want you to do anything to incriminate yourself. Of course, you know how that is.
No, you think I'm going to use my real name on the radio? Really?
Okay. All right, Tim, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go now to area code 205-908. Thank you for joining us. And who do we have on the air with us this evening?
This is Jack, but I'm trying to figure out who this Tim guy is and all those crazy questions he was saying.
Hey, Jack.
Yes.
Mind your business, pal.
All right, we'll bring him back in here. We haven't even got started yet, and we got people fighting on the air. Okay, let's go ahead. Jack, give us your thoughts, Jack. Do you think that India, I mean, she's feeling good about herself, and seems like she doesn't want to hear anything. I've got my featured guest on here, Linda Fye, saying that, you know, she's quoting scripture, and probably India, at this point, she doesn't want to hear anything spiritual. She's not feeling any guilt, no remorse, or no regret. What do you think?
Okay, tell me this now, because I didn't get the entire story. Someone is talking about they're a Christian, and then they're really a Christian, and then
The problem is this couple, India and Jimmy, they've been married a little over 3 years, and now they've divorced, a little over 8 years. They've divorced now, and she decided that it hurt her so bad because he cheated on her several times with the same woman. And so now she feels, okay, you know what, I can't take it anymore. She moved out with her two small children, moved in with her mother, and now she feels, you know what, if it's good for the gander, it's good for the goose. If men can do it, I can too. Now she has several partners that she's sexually engaged with. And so tonight's topic is your body open season? Is your body open season for multiple sexual encounters? So tell me what you think. I mean, she says, if they can do it,
I don't agree.
I
don't agree. She has multiple partners. First thing about it is it's not wrong. It's not right in the eyes of the Lord, for one thing. The other thing is, if you think about multiple partners, you're thinking about the big diseases that she can catch and all of that. She can catch with multiple partners, because you never know who they are with. They can tell her anything. They can tell her, well, you know, you're my only one, and they could be lying. So she has to be very careful in that regard. But as far as now that she feels that she should be able to do it now because, you know, he did it to her and he basically taught her, I have to look at it this way. I mean, if you've been raised with certain standards and certain values and all, it doesn't matter what that person does to you, you're not going to say, I'm going to do this out of revenge. Either she's divorced from him or she's separated, and now she says she's going to play the field as well like he did. No, I don't agree with that. Two wrongs don't make a right. So if she's been raised a certain way and she has certain standards that she's been living by, what makes her think that all of a sudden now that she's not with him or that he did it to her, she should go back and do it to him? I totally disagree with that.
Okay, all right. We're going to hear from some of our other callers. Let's go now to, we're going to go live to 706-202. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have this evening?
Well, like Tim, I'm wondering if I should just keep my name anonymous. But this is Kaylee.
All right, give us your AKA. Go ahead.
That's all right.
What's your name?
This is Celine, Dr. Jesse Walker.
All right. We'll go to Celine.
And
I've
been listening.
People come on the air and they say they want to keep their names anonymous, and I'm just joking with you here. People have something to hide. Well, go ahead, Miss Celine. Give us your thoughts.
This is a pretty touchy topic. I want to say something in defense to India. When people go through hurt, they can make themselves pretty much numb to anything. And I think basically she's going through a phase right now where she's just going to be numb to whatever she learned spiritually as she grew up. She's going to be numb to whatever feelings she has towards herself in terms of respect and dignity. She's just going to be numb to everything. She's going to be numb to the fact that she's a mother and has to care for two kids and, you know, pretty much have to be looked up by them in a respectful way. So sometimes, I guess, as a way of dealing with hurt, people just make themselves numb, if you understand what I'm
No.
And some, this doesn't really last for a long time, but it can, I mean, I'm sorry, not a long time, but it doesn't last always at times, but it can last long enough for you to bring a lot of destruction on yourself beforehand, you know? So, you know, India is running a risk where she can pretty much destroy her future, the way other people look at her and her community and, you know, the way she's able to raise her kids and so forth. She's, you know, bringing a lot of destruction on herself if she continues in this path, that maybe even if she wakes up tomorrow and say, what in the world am I doing? You know, it's not going to be so easy to just go back to being a young lady who knows about, you know, just keeping herself to her mate or her husband and so forth. But that's really just the way she's dealing with her hurt right now. And
all right.
When you're dealing with hurt, you don't want to hear about anything spiritually. God is sometimes the last person you want to hear about. You know, so you know, the people around you see you going through this, they have to really keep you in prayer. But that's just the phase you're almost going to go through until you are finished with it.
I got to take a break right now. We're going to have to stop you right there. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can also tune in to this broadcast at drjessewalker.com, D-R, no period, J-S-S-E-Walker.com, or drjessewalker.com. Right, we're going to go now. We thank you, Ms. Helene, and we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the phone lines. We've got a hotline here tonight. People have heard about this topic, and Ms. Blake, thank you for putting it out there as well, and others of you all that have done the same thing. We're going to go to 863-412. Thank you. You're on the air live. Who do we have this evening?
I'm going to go anonymous, and I'm going to use the name Dennis.
Okay. You know, my producers are telling me to stand by because we may go to a part three on this because we got a lot of anonymous calls. We're going to go with Dennis this evening. Dennis, give us your thought. I mean, why is it that India doesn't want to hear anything spiritual, and she's enjoying her lifestyle right now?
All right, all right. I do want to say welcome back, Jack. And Tim, there's Crazy Tim on there, and then the other lady that is anonymous, you know.
Thank you. Oh, all right.
Did he just call Tim crazy?
No, he was coughing at the time. But anyway, go ahead.
I was coughing.
So, I'm going to change my name to something else now, then.
Dennis, give us your thoughts. I mean, why does she want to hear anything spiritual? She just wants to live her lifestyle.
Okay. What is happening is I'm from the old school. And when a man is out there and he does all this stuff, there's a name for him. And they've been called dogs, okay?
But sometimes they've been called players.
Exactly.
Sometimes they've been called players. But go ahead, Dennis.
No. He calls himself a player. Other people call him a dog.
That would be women. That would be calling him a dog. Because when the guys call him a dog, that's a good thing. They say, this is my dog over here. Isn't that an expression that goes to him?
But they are not.
Dr. Walker, I'm not a dog.
No,
they're not married. The ones that are not married are players. The ones that are married.
I'd rather be called a player than a dog.
In whatever case, there's a consequence. People can choose whatever direction they want to. But there's always a consequence.
Okay, can I finish?
Yeah, let's let Dennis finish,
Dennis.
And then I'm itching to talk over here, Dr. Walker.
All right.
I want to hear what Dennis has to say.
Can bring one more in before we go to I know we got a hotline tonight. It's lit up all over the studio. It looks like a Christmas tree here. But go ahead, Dennis, and finish, and we're going to ask everybody to kind of keep their comments brief because we only got about 30 minutes before we bring the show to a close. Go ahead, Dennis.
I can't help to interrupt me. But anyway, when a woman gets out there, then they want to call her a slut, a hoe, you know, all these other things. And with India, what she does not want is to get a bad reputation. Did a man do her wrong? Yes. Does she have to do the same thing? No. She needs to keep herself to an upper level because she, even though she may not want to hear about the Lord or what the Lord is doing, the Lord will bless her. You know, if she's not the one that done wrong, she needs to keep herself because she does have the children on a higher level. That, you know, there will be a good man that come along that will treat her right. But if she gets out there and makes a mess of herself, then she's going to be stuck.
Can you try to keep us around?
All right. We got one more. We're going to bring one more in. Then we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to have all of y'all stand by, please. And, of course, if there's any side of our conversations, they come right into the studio. We're going to go live now to 919-289. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening? And welcome.
Oh, Sherelle.
Hey, Sherelle, thank you for joining us. Sherelle, can you help us make some sense out of, you're on the air live, can you help us make some sense out of if a man can do certain things and be sexually promiscuous, having more than one sex partner, should it be all right for a woman to do it like India is doing it?
No, not necessarily. It depends on if that's her choice.
Okay.
Yeah, that would just be her choice if she would want to have multiple sex partners. It works for both sides sometimes. If whatever a man, I feel as if whatever a man could do, a woman can't do because she's a woman and she don't want to take her character out of, you know, herself out of place like that, because she'll be the first one that's called the H.O. But when a man does it, he wouldn't be so.
What advice, if any, would you give to India if she were a friend of yours or a relative of yours? What advice would you give her when she's out here having sex with these different partners, using her body like that?
Sometimes people just don't listen. You give them the best advice as you can. It's up to the person if they want to do it or not. You got a lot of people doing it for money. You got a lot of people doing it for different reasons.
Okay.
It's kind of hard on that part to, you know, depends on the person, yeah, like I said. So.
All right. Sherelle, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to ask you to stand by and hold that thought. We're going to go live to my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blaze. Audrey, give us your thoughts. I know you've been waiting to take the brass knuckles off. Go ahead.
No, I love the comments, Dr. Walker. And the only thing I'll say is, I've said it before, it's in my book, not all men are players. So this goes out to Tim. Shout out to him. And not all players are men.
Okay. Whoa, that's deep now. Okay, Ms. Blake, okay, but give me one just a second. That is deep. Now, not all men are players and not all players are men. Break that down to an elementary level for us, please.
That basically means that not every man you meet is a dog or is out to use you and abuse you. And at the same time, don't be fooled that every woman you meet is out to be faithful to you.
Oh, my. I like that. Wow. I like that.
Wow.
The phone line. We're trying to give everybody a little bit. I know we're not going to be able to reach everybody tonight, but we're going to do our best to get as many as we can. We're going to go to 919-562. Thank you for joining the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Yes, I just heard, I think it was Audrey, is that her name?
Yeah, Audrey
yes.
B.
Okay.
And I think that was a good statement not all men are players. And I totally agree with that. But the thing is, to me, you asked, what would you give a person, what would you say to a person in reference to if a person has multiple sex partners? I would say, get away from that person, and people should try to restrain themselves and commit themselves to the Lord. And if they commit themselves to the Lord, and if they feel that they need to indulge in such an act with multiple partners, they need to ask the Lord to help them to choose a mate to marry. Because in this day and age, I mean, there's too much going on out there. I didn't hear you.
Your name?
Christy.
All right. Christy. Okay, Christy. So you're saying, if I hear you correctly, you're saying that people need to commit to the Lord and ask him to help them. Couldn't it be
to choose a mate to marry?
To choose a mate to marry. Should you get married just to have sex, Christy?
No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. I mean, it has to be other reasons. It shouldn't just be that reason just for that. Now, it shouldn't be.
Okay, all right. We're going to go now live to Miss Sy. You've been silent for a moment. Give us your thoughts.
I think a person can be single, sexy, and sanctified. And that means that that person needs to set themselves apart. You know, if we guard the affections of our heart, you have to understand that there's an emotional attachment that will determine the course of life. And if you're going to bed with four and five different persons, you're cut between this one I love this week, the next one I'm so emotionally attached. You are a messed up person. So I do agree with that lady that you need to commit yourself and surrender. Number one, you need to acknowledge your transgressions, that your sins are ever before you, and then get a prayer life. Ask God to give you the victory over that besetting sin, because there's strongholds. The devil has that person so tied down that every time nature calls, they're answering to it. They're like an animal, like a beast. And God has made us human beings.
All right,
so I have a question
to
ask Dr. Walker. Yeah. So are we saying that sex is bad?
Yeah,
no. Can I make a comment, please?
Yeah, I want to find out. Let me go to Tim for that one live, and let's go and bring in Tim. Tim, is sex bad? Is it just bad to have multiple partners?
I don't know if I should even talk, because it seems like everybody attacking Tim. I'm going to change my name. I'm going to change my name to something else, because Tim's getting a lot of trouble. Okay, just to clear everything up, Tim is really just trying to be kind of funny, but Tim is really a really good man, and he's a man, not a player.
Okay.
Sex is not bad, but sex is only good with the person that you love.
All right, Tim.
If you don't fuck around, if you that person, sex is just sex.
Sex is just sex.
Jesse, may I make a comment, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was muted, but I wanted to kind of go back a little bit to India, because what I'm hearing is that this is not India's normal way of acting. You know, we're kind of on a discussion about, you know, I guess, you know, whether sex is and, you know, how other people see it. And everybody may not necessarily feel the same way about, you know, keeping to one partner and so forth, because we do have multiple beliefs out there, you know, in the community. And that's okay. But back to India, it's not India's way. And one of the things then that I did want to address is that while India is responding to hurt, she's really just actually hurting herself. And so I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit of echo on my own phone, so it's kind of driving me a little crazy. But for India and for others out there who experience hurt by somebody else and decide to change what they know is a right way of living, or what they have been brought up in, that they have accepted for themselves, to change that way because of somebody else's hurt to them is just really doing nothing but hurting themselves even more.
I agree with that.
We're gonna ask you to stand by. I think that that's a very valuable comment to make. Let me ask this question here. I'm going to throw this out here, and we're going to bring this in for Jack. Momentarily, do you think her concerns about avoiding an emotional attachment, she's trying to avoid an emotional attachment, do you think that this is the right way? Do you think this is the right way to go? Jack, that question is for you.
Okay, the emotional attachment to the guy that she had that was really dogging her out.
No.
Yes,
her ex-husband, she's divorced from him now, but she's trying to avoid an emotional attachment to these multiple sex partners
that
she has.
All right, I got you.
So she doesn't feel
you.
Anything.
Right. I'm having a problem with that. I'm having a problem with multiple partners and all. Yes, okay, yes, you were hurt and all. But, I mean, in your normal state, before you got emotionally attached to your husband at all, would you have had three or four partners in the beginning? No, you would not. So why would you revert back to that? Now, I'm hearing a lot. I'm listening a lot. I mean, we don't know what would take you there, you know, if you've been hurt like that. So you don't know if that's what you would normally do under certain circumstances and all. But to me, now, just everybody's giving their opinions and all, but to me, to be honest with you, I won't go to the extreme. I don't see myself going to the extreme, even if I were hurt, so to speak. I mean, the extreme to me would have going out of the norm what I would regularly do. And that means having multiple partners, because even if it was a guy who was kind of like loyal, and then all of a sudden he found that his significant other was messing around on him, and then he decided that, okay, now that we're divorced, I'm not attached to you anymore, I'm going to go and do the same thing because I was so hurt by that, by having four or five others. Life goes on even when we're hurt. So you don't go out of that normal routine that you would do. So, yes, I would find me someone else. I would find another partner and all, but it would be multiple partners. And I don't understand. No one is really talking about all the different things that are going on.
Okay,
Dr.
Walker.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Tim.
Dr. Walker, when you're hurt by somebody, the first thing you want to do is get that hurt off of you. And in order that you think, in your mind you think, to get that hurt off you is you go to somebody else.
Right.
That's not the right way to get that hurt off of you. And that's what a lot of people think. Well, okay, he hurt me, so you know what? I'm this guy over here. He's going to take that pain away and take my mind off of this guy that just hurt. It doesn't work that way.
Hey, Dr.
Okay.
Walker.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, in my book, Falling in Love with Me, for those of you tuning in later, you know, I throw all these provocative questions just to keep the conversation going, but truthfully, I have exercises that speak to really valuing and loving who you are. And that's what India is going through right now. She needs to really love herself and restore that self-love so that she would be more wise in her decision-making and realize that she's too good for what she's doing.
But you see, but the problem is that I'm having is, and I don't think that we're getting to the core of it. And I think Tim is really, really trying to get there, and I think he's doing a good job, and many of us are, I believe, and as I hear the opinions, but the core of it is, and when someone is really, really hurting, really, really hurting, and I think Mr. Leon Selene touched on it earlier too, you know, the last thing sometimes people want to hear is about the spiritual element of things because they can't comprehend that. They're not at the point where they can comprehend
that.
What they basically will do. I'm getting my voice into the studio. Somebody's trying to listen to the radio. Yeah, somebody's listening to the radio.
We may need to mute a few lines. Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to. All right, so what happens, getting to the core of this, they are so deeply embedded with this pain, as Tim was trying to mention, that, you know, they're trying to get to somebody else to overcome that, thinking that that's the answer, because they don't know. They're vulnerable. Hurt from a broken relationship makes you so vulnerable, and I know many of us are on here, we probably reached the point of anointing where we're no longer in that element. But and then some of us may have even forgotten what it felt like or maybe never experienced that. But the reality of it in some cases, and this, of course, is my opinion, the reality of it in some cases may be that, you know what, this thing is so devastating, we don't know how to deal with pain. Let me go to Christy for a minute.
Dr. Walker.
I want to comment.
Okay, we're going to go back. We're going to go now, then we'll go to Jack, and then we'll go to Linda Sy. Christy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, what do you think about that? Getting to the core of it, the deep, deep embedded feeling of this hurt, where they don't want to hear about that spiritual part. They want to just know that, you know what, I'm hurting now. I need somebody to hold me and embrace me and make me feel better. What do you think about that, Christy?
Oh, did you ask me the question?
We're going to go to Jack. Jack, we're going to send that question to you. What do you think about that, Jack?
Well, I'm having a problem. I think we're all trying to get through the core of the problem.
I'm having a problem with multiple partners. That's
right.
What I'm having a problem with. Yes, I have an older brother, and when we were a lot younger, he said one way you get over one woman is by getting another one. Okay, now, she was hurt. She was hurt by her significant other. Okay, but now she's moving into the line doing the same thing he's doing now. I'm having a problem with that. Yes, she wants the love. She's hurt. She may not want to listen to anything spiritual, but I'm having a problem with the multiple partners. I can see her having someone else, one person, and then, you know, maybe trying to see if that's going to work out or whatever. But the multiple problems, the multiple partners is what I'm having a problem with. Okay, well, Jack, let me ask you this question.
The multiple partners because she's trying to get back at him to do the same thing that he did, but she's hurting herself.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Because he's gone.
That's what I'm saying. She's hurting. Hurting herself by continuously moving around from pillar to post. But wouldn't it be the same thing if she? Okay, well, one second. Wouldn't it be the same thing even if she had another partner that she went to and it was only one? It was a monogamous relationship, but it was somebody she met recently. Because remember, she's in this hurtful state. She's in this hurtful
and
painful
state.
And
she has a better chance.
Whatever baggage that she had from the previous relationship, she's going to carry that baggage into the next relationship. So
right.
I do agree. And what I do is I agree with Dr. Blake. One thing is that she has to admit to herself that she has low self-esteem and other things in her character. And she needs to mend those things first before she jumps off into another relationship. And you have to acknowledge those things.
I have a problem with that, too. I have a problem with that. Okay. But the only thing as a man, what I would do as a man, okay, I'm not going to take all the baggages that I have from another relationship and the other one because that's not fair for that person. I want to try it out. I would want to try out to see whether I'm going to fall for this person. I'm not saying so much intimacy, but you just need someone there. I mean, we were created to have a significant other. That's what the Bible says. He said, I gave woman as a help me, so they're there. They're going to make you feel good about yourself. They make you feel better. You don't know whether you really want a relationship or not once you've just fallen out of another relationship, but you want somebody to be there for you that you can cry your shoulder on. You can just say nice things to them. They can say nice things to you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be intimate with that person going all the way. You just have someone just there. But I'm not talking about 3, 4, and 5 different people. And then you're
right.
Sexually involved with them. To me, that makes no sense because of all
right.
That's going on and then the values that you've had over your lifetime.
Right. And Jack,
Dr.
I agree
Walker.
With you. I agree with you 100%. Ms. Blake, we're going to come to you 1 second. Let me just say this here. But, Jack, you're saying having one other person there. But suppose it's someone she just met and then, you know, men and women think differently. You know, she just needs some shoulder to lean on, but he wants intimacy. I mean, wouldn't it turn out to be that she's using him, Jack, just quickly, and then we're going to go to Audrey Blake?
Which I think let's be honest now, the woman is going to call the shot when it comes to her body and all, basically. So it's up to her. If he's not there and knows that she's hurting right now and all he's wanting is ready to go to bed, she should dump him as well.
Okay. All right, let's go to Audrey Blake. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. I've actually forgot what I was going to say because I was focusing in what you were saying. But I can tell you, I don't know why we get this idea that a man is using a woman or a woman is using a man. They're using each other.
Right.
I'm not saying
right.
It's right, but it's not one-sided. That's just my humble opinion.
That is. Let's go back to the phone line. Well, we're going to try to get in as many as we can. It's a Christmas tree out here at the post. 919-875. Thank you for joining us. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. 919-875. Okay. We'll try to come back to that one if we possibly can. Let's go back to Ms. Celine right now. Ms. Celine, you must be anxious to throw in a word or two. Just give us something brief here. I mean, is there any validity in anything that and anything that India is saying or the way she's thinking, is there any validity to this? Could be that she doesn't want to become emotionally attached, but she's sleeping with the people.
Right. I will say no. Like I said, she's going through a phase right now. She's going to come out of it. You know, prayerfully, she'll come out of it eventually. You, now, weak, you can be sexually intimate with somebody without necessarily being mentally or emotionally involved with them. I don't want to make a general statement by saying men do it all the time or what have you, but, you know, I mean, we kind of know that sometimes men can have sex just for the sake of having sex, and I think women can do the same too as well. There's a lot of physical pleasures in sex, so it doesn't always have to come with, you know, an emotional responsiveness or an emotional attachment. Yeah, attachment.
Okay.
So she may very well be going through the, you know, I'll have multiple partners and I won't get emotionally set. But then she still, at some point in time, she will still have to face who India is, what does India want, where am I going from here? And the thing is she going to face that after she has kind of made herself a community of people looking at her in a different light than she would have wanted them to if she had not allowed herself to respond, you know, back to her hurt in that kind of destructive way to herself.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to try to go back to 919-875. 919-875, are you there? Okay. Obviously not. We're going to go to back to Christy. Christy, are you there? Do you agree that India has to come to the realization of who she is and come out of this denial state because the consequence down the road may not be favorable for her?
Yes, I do. Everything that basically everyone has said, because I'm definitely not for the multiple partners. That's not, you know, that's not hurting any, I mean, that's not helping her at all. She has to, to me, seek some type of maybe professional help if need be.
Because
she has a serious problem. If she feels that she wants to do whatever a man is doing, you have to first care about your own self.
Okay, but we do understand that, you know, the core of things is when somebody is hurting. Sometimes you're not sure what it is you might do. You know, in terms of relationship. Let me go to Audrey Blade. What do you think? Am I on track?
That's true. I mean, it's easy for folks to say what we should and shouldn't do. And I guess my question was going to be, how do we meet India where she is?
Wow, wow.
Right. That is the question. That's the question. How do we meet her? Let's go to the author, Do Children Go to Heaven When They Die? What do you think, Linda Sy, here? How do we meet her where she is without presenting that spiritual element, but first getting her attention, then we can present that later. How do we get her attention?
I want to get real with it. I'm a Bible counselor, and I meet people like this all the time. And
all right.
We didn't just come from nothing. We came from the hands of God, and he has the solution. And you have to take her back to God in a very tender way. You know, I don't want to empathize. I don't want to sympathize. I want to empathize. Many of us that is on this line, we've been there. How have you acted? I'm not saying you had multiple partners, but you've been broken. How have you been brought back? The only thing that I can say is that when I cannot even pray, I cry, help! And the Lord brings a solution. Sometimes the hurt is so deep, you can't even pray. You have to just cry, help! And because he's a prayer-hearing God and he knows each one of us by name, he knows your DNA, God can send a rescue squad to help you. And that's what I believe that India needs, is a rescue squad from God that can go down to the deep path in her life and bring her help.
I like that, what you're saying. I like that. Let's go to Jack real quick. And Jack, do you concur with that? And then if so, that rescue squad that she talks about, is this what's needed with people who have any kind of addiction out there? Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, I agree with, I guess her name is Linda Sy. I agree with her wholeheartedly. I mean, she's right on point as far as I'm concerned. I definitely agree with that. And like she mentioned, a lot of us have been there, you know, hurt, and we, at that point in time, you know, you really don't want to cry out to the Lord because you feel like he has abandoned you and all. But that's what we really need to do. I mean, when you get in your lowest point, that's the time that we need to cry out more so than ever.
Uh-huh. But even with that rescue squad that she talks about, are these the maybe her congregation members? These are her family members. This is her support team that go into intercessory prayer for her. Is that that rescue team you think she's talking about?
I think that yes, I'm sure it is. her family members, and then she may have some other friends that are praying for her and praying with her and all, and that's what she needs. She really needs that support group at this time, and that's why they're out there, that's those support groups, those prayer warriors and all. And you don't want everybody to pray for you. You only want certain individuals to pray, and then you don't need to share everything with everybody. Certain people are not good as far as praying for you even.
Okay. I agree with that.
What? Okay, we're going to go to Tim. Tim, do you think that can really make a difference, Tim, in your opinion, when you've got a number of people supporting you and as prayer warriors, as Jack mentioned, as rescuers, as Linda Fine mentioned? What do you think, Tim?
Of course. I went through the same issue. My heart broken, torn apart, my world flipped upside down, and my family is such a praying family. And they pray so hard. At the time, I couldn't see it. Didn't want to see it. But they prayed and they brought me back.
Amen.
That is so monumental. We're going to go to Audrey Blake. And
took some time. It worked. It took some time, but it worked.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. I mean, you guys got me over here. I'm speechless. Audrey, go ahead and close my mouth here.
Well, you know, I absolutely agree with what's being said, and I think prayer is powerful. We certainly all, like all of us, as I said, have been through the hurt and the pain, and because we had a base, we go to the rock. But the other thing, though, is also just be there for her, you know, go there and take her out and go places with her and do things with her, or just sit there, sometimes just sitting in silence and, you know, not even lecturing. But just being there is so important.
Wow, that is so deep. What if so? If she want to be held perhaps by this other gender, you know, a male. And I heard Jack say earlier, it doesn't have to be sexually encountered. It can just be a friend, somebody. I mean, how important is that, Jack, to just have a friend of the opposite sex? I mean, why is that important, or if it is important at all?
You talking to me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jack. Mm-hmm.
I think that she's talking to me. I mean, it's hard to remove. Can you hear me?
I'm barely hearing you, but go ahead.
Okay. It's hard to remove an emotional scar, but you need someone there. Yes, we're going to call on the Lord's name and all, but you also want somebody on earth that you can cry your on their shoulders and all. And you just want to be able to share it with them and all. And I think we all need that. We all need it. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and we know that that's God and all, but we need a friend, an earthly friend, too, that we can cry our shoulders on as well.
Does that earthly friend, I mean, could it get to the point of being someone that Audrey mentioned earlier, that you could be using each other for, like Mr. Lean said, there's the sexual pleasures and the act of sex. But could that itself get out of hand and make things even worse?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree.
Hey, Daddy.
Somebody say something?
Hey, Daddy.
Okay, we're missing. We've got some noise in the background here. All right, let's go with
Hey,
I don't know, but we're trying to mute some lines here. All right, let's go to Tim. Tim.
Hey.
How important is it to have someone of the opposite sex? I mean, wouldn't that be just as bad if you ended up, you know, now you're feeling, you know, it's been 3 or 4 weeks and you've been hanging out with this person and like the movie When Harry Met Sally. Can you really just hang on to somebody and with no expectation that the other party might start feeling something?
Yeah,
smells the woman, she smells good. You know, she looks at him, he's got on something that looks real nice that evening. I mean, how do you avoid that sexual attraction?
It's important to have a friend, that you can have a friend like that, because if she's a true friend, she's not trying to take it to that step. She's still trying to keep you and keep your mind on the right track, but she's trying to keep it at a level where it's just a friendship. Now, if it escalates into something later after the fact, that's even better. because then you know she was a good friend. She was a close friend, and she was a true friend to me in a time that I needed her the most.
Okay, but now, Tim, so I just mind here, and I'm going to go to Linda's side in a moment. But keep in mind here, Tim, that sometimes people have ulterior motives, and they know when you're going through something, and they will be patient to wait it out, because you know what? They really wanted you when you were with that person anyway. And so now,
well,
coming to them, this is open season for them. So later down the road, you're saying it could be better, and I respectfully disagree on that. But, I mean, if it's the circumstances where I was waiting on this woman all my life, and gosh, being with him now, oh my goodness, I'm going to make it seem like I'm an angel from heaven because now I got her, and I'll wait as long as it takes because this is who I was waiting for. What do you think about situations like that, Tim?
How can you not respect that? At least you waited till it was over.
Right.
That's a good point.
Very
nice. Oh,
so not everybody on Tim's side again, right?
Okay. Yeah, Tim.
Tim.
Go, Tim.
Go, Tim.
Hey, Jack, is that your real name or you? Oh, okay, never mind.
The ways a man may seem innocent to him, but God knows the motive of a person's heart. So I do believe, Dr. Walker, you hit it on the nail. I do believe what Ms. Blake said in terms of having somebody that's close, someone that they can call, that they can connect with, that can bring them the comfort they need until they're able. Because let me tell you something. It's really a self-esteem issue. A self-esteem issue. And bitterness. This person has suffered bitterness, and they've actually experienced a double-edged sword through their heart, and they need to be healed. And the only one that can really be their friend, besides, I know people don't like to talk about God, but what a friend we have in Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, what sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to take everything, not just some things, but every facet of your life to God in prayer. He can heal. Human beings can satisfy for a moment, but he can heal it completely.
All right. Okay. We got about 90 seconds before we start to bring the show to a close. I want to go back to Christy just for a second, and then I want to give you all the topic for next week. Producer saying we're going to go with another topic next week. All right, Christy, give us your thought here. I mean, situations where having that friend can become so important, whether you're using each other or not. But would you say people like that should get together if this is your friend? Should you really cross the line? We've done a show on that. I encourage some of you all to go back and listen to the archives in that show. Would you say cross the line when you got a good friend like that, Christy?
You should try to keep it just at a friendship. But in some cases, when people are vulnerable after losing somebody else, then they have a tendency of falling into a trap, you know, because they are both vulnerable, because I just happen to know somebody that happened to. You know, they were calling this person, and, you know, that person pretended to be a friend, and for you know it, then those two had a relationship. So it's like, what was the ulterior motive?
Right.
But you got to guard the avenues of your heart.
You got to go.
We've got about 40 seconds there. Tell me now, we got about 40 seconds, bring the show to a close. Next week's topic is the drawback of desiring someone who is in a relationship with someone else. The drawback of desiring someone who is in a relationship with someone else. Let's see here. We're going to go to to Linda's side real quickly, one of our featured guests, and give us 10 seconds on what should a person look for in strength who might be going through what India is going through.
What do they look for in terms of strength?
Yes.
Look to God. It takes humility to acknowledge when you're wrong. And then humble yourself and look to God.
All right. And on a practical note, other than the spiritual part, and I agree with that fully, audibly give us something that for other herbs that might give us some strength as well.
Open up to your family and your friends.
Okay. All right. On that note, you all, we are out of time. I want to thank all of my listening guests, all my listening audience tonight, my featured guests, my co-hosts, everybody that chimed in tonight. I really appreciate that. Those of you all that we weren't able to get to, trust me, it was a Christmas tree here tonight. We did the best we could. We thank you all, And again, next week's topic, you can join us this Friday night for the Your Half Hour Inspiration program. You choose to bypass that program. Join us next Tuesday when the topic will be the drawback of desiring someone who is in a relationship with someone else. Until then, everybody, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.